Hey guys! Okay, I'm back again. I know you didn't want me to, but I'm still am. So first of all, I wanna give a big virtual hug to all those people who reached out to me after the message I left for you that I wouldn't be making episodes for a long time. Like a short period of time. Not a long time, but short period of time. I want to thank you for reaching out. It was nothing related to, first of all, nothing related to my physical or mental health. It was just a technical issue. And thank you so, so much for reaching out. And a congratulation to our podcast, first of all. We completed a whole 5 months today. Yesterday. So, a big shout out and thank you to all those listeners who have been listening intently, actually, and to all those people who were on the podcast, like previous episodes. Thank you for being here and making the background music that's you're listening that's been interrupting us is my coffee, because I just danced in the middle of the road while it was raining because I wanted to. So I'm just gonna make this one episode, and after a few while I'm gonna make one after I start my research again. This episode is not a case, it's actually about 10 facts about serial killers, like the actual serial killers, 10 serial killer facts, like 10 separate serial killers and facts about them, as in that. And it's gonna be a very short episode, and this is not edited at all, so I'm not very sure that that there is gonna be a outro music, and if there is, then yay. And yeah, again, thank you so much for listening. And we today completed 200 plays on Anchor. Actually, on Spotify we completed 150 plays. Thank you so much. You don't know how much it means to me, but it means a lot for you guys listening every episode, and even the short message I left you guys and then contacting me. And I will be getting active on our Instagram account, True Stories With It. If you don't follow, go follow it. And so yeah, let's get started. So, I haven't descended further and further down like the rabbit hole, further and further down the rabbit hole of research. But what turned out was some pretty fascinating facts about serial killers. Dahmer. How do I spell it? Dahmer. It sounds pretty much like, I don't want to say it. Yeah. So here are 10 most shocking facts about serial killers. So first one. Which one
should I say first?
Okay. Ted Bundy. Like, we all know Ted Bundy. Who doesn't know Ted Bundy? I love Ted Bundy. Not in a good way. Like, I just made it weird. More weird than it was ever. So, Ted Bundy had a different side to him. For sure. Oh god. So, for those people who don't know who Ted Bundy is, Ted Bundy is an infamous serial killer, I think that's what you can call him. So, he's we all know Ted Bundy as a deeply evil man, right? Who killed at least 30 women. God. Yeah, there are several instances of him doing things that appear at least on the surface to be good or normal or human. whatever I'm feeling so dumb right now, to be honest, because I'm doing this after a long time, and I was trying to do it, but it wasn't. I just there were a lot of problems, but feeling so. I'm gonna get comfortable again. Don't worry. So this gonna be a weird with your instances because, as we all are in isolation, everybody's at home, so people are like, literally, going past me, and I'm sitting and trying to record, and there's gonna be a background music, and I'm not used to that. I'm used to like just lock the room, sit alone, and just record the podcast. I knew record the podcast wasn't gonna be the one. That's okay. You know, I just let it be. It was a joke with a double meaning. So basically, I don't know if this is true or not, but he basically saved a child from drowning. Retrieved a woman's purse from a thief. And worked for a suicide hotline. So since he was a psychopath, it's likely that he did these things as a way to feel powerful or attain power or something, or notoriety. I don't, maybe notoriety, I think, but it's still a bit confounding that he would spend time helping people while also taking out so many people. So it's like it's weird for me. It's weird for me. Like me. As in a person, it's weird for me. So next cool. Sorry. I don't know where to do that. I don't have a script right now, so I'm just gonna be reading out stuff. Because I just don't have a script right now. I didn't have time to write it and I didn't want to write it. So I just like did it because I had to do it. So yeah, just let's get started. Yeah. So Jeffrey Dahmer pulled a lot of high school pranks. Okay. I don't know why this isn't a sup this isn't coming to me as a surprise. If it's to you, but it's not to me, just so you know. Yeah. So in high school, Jeffrey had a hard time like fitting in and all that stuff. So he built a reputation of a person who pulled like a lot of pranks, like bleating like a sheep in the middle of the class, of faking epileptic episodes. In fact, he became so well known for his antics, that of a pranking person, like a pulling a lot of pranks and stuff. In his high school, when somebody else did that, it was there was a phrase that was very popularly used that was called, start quote, doing a dammer, end quote. Well, no doubt that phrase has an entirely different meaning nowadays. Obviously, doing a dammer now seems like killing your grandma. Yeah, that was like, no, that was Ed Kemper. Oh shit, that was Ed Kemper. I think so. I don't know why I use that example when I'm so confused. God, I'm so dumb. So Rodney I cannot spell this. It's okay, Rodney A or Rodney. I don't know how you spell these names. See, I usually say that foreign names are hard. Now, after reading these names, I'm very, very okay with Ramesh, Rakesh, and Sadhana and stuff. I'm really, really okay. I'm seriously, I'm done. I'm okay with it. So you know, this guy won the dating game while he was killing people. What the fuck? Just what the fuck? So Okay, in 1978, Rodney appeared on the popular TV show called The Dating Game and won Bachelorette. Cheryl Bradshaw picked him on the basis of his answers, but after the show she changed her mind and refused to go on a date with him because she thought he was creepy. Mad woman, creepy. And then Rodney was later convicted for murdering 5 people from 1977 to 1979, and eventually plead guilty to 2 or more murders that he committed in 1971 and 1979. This is not creepy. I'll tell you what's creepy. Richard Chase only broke into houses that were unlocked. The more and more I'm getting into this, the more and more it is not making sense. So let's know who Chase is. Chase killed 6 people in approximately 1 month in Sacramento. Considering where he's from, it's extra upsetting to him. Actually, to me. Why is it upsetting to him? It's upsetting to me. I think he was from... I don't know. I haven't looked into him, so... It's better I just move forward. So, he was actually called the Vampire of Sacramento. Because he often drank the blood of his victims. Oh, God. This is like Teen Wolf all over again. Ugh. Why do I have to drink blood? God. And by drinking blood is not what your fathers often say to your mom. If they say. Or you say to your brother or sister. Or your sister says to you. Or you watch some home production movie like Chandni Chowk Pe Chanda Chudail types. Or what... pajama mein wifi and stuff. If you watch such things, I think you need to go to therapy, first of all. And so, secondly, this guy actually drank blood. Like, mojito types. Mojito, mojito, whatever that is called. Like, water. Like, you drink, you open the bottle, then you put in the glass, and then you drink it. Like that. He drank it through that mouth. It goes through in his... Ugh. I cannot describe anymore. It just gives me devilish feelings. Why did I say devilish feelings? Why am I making it more weird? Good God, I need help. So, he also had a very peculiar code. He felt that unlocked houses were an invitation to enter, and that locked doors meant he wasn't welcome. Jesus Christ, it's a sound twisted version of the vampires needed to be invited in. Piece of vampire lore. God. I still cannot get the fact. Why does he think vampires are anyhow invited? I don't think. Unless and until there is Camila Mendes or Netflix show there, you are not invited. So there is a reason. Okay, next one. There's a reason why Valido Teneski's writing was so detailed. So Teneski was a Macedonian crime reporter who wrote stories about a serial killer. And then he turned out to be that serial killer. This is Ye Rishta Kya Kehlata Hai foreign version. And to the foreigners who are listening to this, that is an Indian soap opera which doesn't have an end. Which like just doesn't end only. It's like too much. It is like full of toxicity coming out from him. Still not burning them. And people watch it. Next one, let's just move on before I get into the flow of my emotions. Arthur Shawcross saved a prison guard's life. Okay. Shawcross, better known as the Genesee River Killer, was serving 5 years for arson and burglary. He was released after 22 months for saving a prison guard's life during a riot. He then went on to kill 14 people actually, at least 14 people, and some of his murdered include cannibalism. Oh my god. We just have to move on from this fact. I'm not that much into cannibalism. It's just that I cannot eat anything after that, and I have to eat because I don't want to die in my own house. It's like really weird and boring. So, seventh, Eileen Wuornos. How do you spell this? Wuornos. 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 I don't know how this is spelled. If you know how this is pronounced and all that stuff, why did I say spelled? God, my grammar is getting bad day by day. So, this female serial killer who was like the base of Charles Theron movie Monster had a softer and a more creative side to it. She was a talented artist. I can get that. Yeah, I can get that. Yeah. I'm just gonna move on because I just don't like. Eileen is kind of like a champion, Bravo champion, that kind of a person. And I'm scared she might be here. So I'm just gonna move on. So, Otis Toole. We shouldn't laugh at other people's name, but this is very funny name. Otis Toole's grandmother was allegedly a Satanist is a Saturn, the planet Saturn, so it must be Satanist. So, according to Toole's account, his grandmother took him on a grave robbing expeditions and made him participate in rituals that including self-mutilation. Ouch. It was like a cold hands with very long fingernails just went up my spine and just took my gut out of there and then rounded, like, just twisted it and then just put it back in. Oh god, I need help. Why do I get so much specific? Why do I have oh god, I need help. So Toole went on to kill at least 6 people. See, this is what happens when you self-mutilate, and it is not a good thing, I'm telling you. Please don't. I have too many cases to cover. So, okay. Many serial killers have partners and families that have no idea. Obviously. So, for example, John Wayne Gacy. He buried his victim under the family home. And his wife, Carol, supposedly believed her husband when he said the smell was due to mice. How dumb is this woman? How dumb. If I ever get married to a guy like this, first of all, I will open my research book. Secondly, I would call the BuzzFeed Unsolved guys or the Morbid podcast. Done. And then go dig up to see what's happening. He was a nice guy, dumbass. See, this is why serial killing is more... This is why serial killing is more in foreign countries, because in India there is no space. Population is so much that there is no space to bury anyone. And here nobody has time because, first of all, Indian wives are not like that. Because they know what their husband is doing and what he's not doing. And what their kid's doing and what their kids are not doing. Because if I'm sitting in this room, my father will know what I'm supposed to do and what I'm supposed to do, that I'm not doing. But I'm doing something else. That I'm supposed to study, but I'm looking all through Instagram and chatting. That's a smell thing, I think. They like smell it. They smell laziness and procrastination. I think so. My sister also does that stuff to me. I don't know how people do that. So we currently I don't know how much time we have recorded. Like, okay, we have 20 minutes in. I didn't even know. I was just keep talking and talking and talking. I have a lot of things. Like, okay, let's just last. I'm boring people. I know that. So, like, just get into the last fact. Richard Anglo. I don't know how this spell. Oh, God. These surnames are very hard. And I just got my braces done. So, I don't want to move my mouth for a longer time. Or for a lot of time. For a longer time. Why I'm... Okay. Let's just, like, get started. So, this Richard A., killed 25 people in 1987. So he was basically a byproduct of wanting recognition. He was a nurse and he felt like he wasn't getting the recognition he deserved. As a result, he decided to start injecting patients with a drug that paralyzes the body muscles and can induce respiratory arrest. His goal was to then save the patient so he'd gain again the recognition and the notoriety he deserved. But he failed at least 25 times, which resulted in those patients' death. Oh God. So there is this book by Evelyn Talbot. It is titled as Her Darkest Nightmare. It is about the same, like, frightening individuals, including Jasper Moore and stuff. You should just go read it if you're into books and stuff. You might have an online or ebook on Kindle. You should go check it out. It might be a good book, and do tell me how it is. And so that's it for this episode, and I hope you liked it. I know I talk a lot. Why am I talking like this? Stuttering a lot. So I know I talk a lot, and hope you liked it. Hope you're safe and you're in your house in touch with your close friends and family. And thank you again to everyone who listens to my podcast. Each one of you mean a lot to me, and if you wouldn't be here, my podcast wouldn't be too. And thank you so much for everyone who has ever been part of the podcast or helped me with it. I am so grateful for you, and thank you so much. And a shout out to my sister and my close friends for supporting me, and yeah, thank you so much again. Bye. And I love you guys. Thank you so much for all the support. And hope you're safe. Stay safe. Stay home. And I'm going to be back with a new episode soon. And if you haven't followed my Instagram handle, go follow it now. I did True Stories with A. And I hope you like this episode. Bye. Stay safe.